Welcome to Scripture Verse by Verse. My name is Michael Moret. I've taught through the Bible several times in the last 31 years or so, and at various rates. And I wanted to begin a verse by verse study here through the New Testament at a rather quick pace. So we're not going to spend much time at all on these verses, and that's because the Bible, what God has to say, is more important than what I or anyone else has to say. So we're going to take a quick trip, beginning in Matthew chapter 1, verse 1 today. Father, sanctify us by your truth. Your word is truth. In Jesus' name, amen. Verse 1, Matthew 1, the book of the generation of Jesus Christ, the son of David, the son of Abraham. Now, this book is about Jesus. The Gospel of Matthew is about Jesus, the son of David. And David, of course, was a great king in Israel and admired by the Jews. This gospel was written primarily to the Jews, so it begins with Jesus, the son of David, who was also the son of Abraham, another man, of course, admired by the Jews. 2, Abraham fathered Isaac, and Isaac fathered Jacob, and Jacob fathered Judas and his brethren. And so this is going to follow the line of the Messiah from Abraham, the progenitor of the Jewish race, down to Jesus, to prove that Jesus is the descendant of Abraham and therefore qualifies to be the Messiah. And hopefully the Jewish readers will get that. Verse 3, and Judas fathered Perez and Zerah and Thamar, and Perez fathered Esram, and Esram fathered Aram, and Aram fathered Amminadab, and Amminadab fathered Naasson, and Naasson fathered Salmon, and Salmon fathered Boaz of Rahab, and Boaz fathered Obed of Ruth, and Obed fathered Jesse, and Jesse fathered David the king, and David the king fathered Solomon of her that had been the wife of Urias. And how gracious was God that Solomon was the son of David and Bathsheba, who was the wife of Uriah, who David committed adultery with and then killed her husband to cover up his original sin. And he paid dearly for that sin, and so did she. But God forgives, and God is the second God of the second chance. And he gave them another son, Solomon. And Solomon became the ancestor of the Messiah. He was in the messianic line. Just how great God is in his mercy. We mess up so many times. We are so undeserving of his kindness, of his blessing. And yet he loves us and so often does give us second chances and third chances. Of course, it's important that we repent of our sins and confess them. So we move on. And Solomon fathered Rehoboam, Rehoboam fathered Abiah, and Abiah fathered Asa, and Asa fathered Jehoshaphat, and Jehoshaphat fathered Joram, and Joram fathered Ozias, and Ozias fathered Jotham, and Jotham fathered Achaz, and Achaz fathered Ezekias, and Ezekias fathered Manasseh, and Manasseh fathered Amnon, and Amnon fathered Josias, and Josias fathered Jeconias and his brethren about the time they were carried away to Babylon. And the Israelites were carried away to Babylon because of their persistent idolatry. And God gave them many chances, many years to repent, and they simply wouldn't. They just got worse. So he finally sent them into Babylon for 70 years as punishment. And after they were brought to Babylon, Jeconias fathered Salathiel, and Salathiel fathered Zerubbabel, and Zerubbabel fathered Abiud, and Abiud fathered Eliakim, and Eliakim fathered Azor, and Azor fathered Zadok, and Zadok fathered Akim, and Akim fathered Elihud, and Elihud fathered Eleazar, and Eleazar fathered Mathan, and Mathan fathered Jacob, and Jacob fathered Joseph, the husband of Mary, of whom was born Jesus, who is called Christ. Notice how the Word of God breaks in verse 16 from the norm of the previous verses. So-and-so fathered, so-and-so, so-and-so fathered, so-and-so. Until you get to verse 16, it says Jacob fathered Joseph, the father, or I should say the husband of Mary, of whom was born Jesus. It doesn't say that Joseph fathered Jesus. Notice the break there. Notice the difference there. And that's because Jesus was born of a virgin. Verse 17, so all the generations from Abraham to David are 14 generations, and from David until the carrying away into Babylon are 14 generations, and from the carrying away unto Babylon to Christ are 14 generations. Now, the birth of Jesus Christ was on this wise. When as his mother Mary was engaged to Joseph, before they came together, she was found with child of the Holy Ghost. Now, you don't have to believe in the virgin birth if you don't want to. I think you're foolish if you don't. But you don't have to. It's a free country, right? And God has given us a free will. But don't say that the Bible doesn't teach the virgin birth, because it does. If you don't believe the virgin birth, you don't believe the Bible. It's that simple. Verse 19, then Joseph, her husband, being a just man, in other words, he was a righteous man, and not willing to make her a public example, was minded to put her away privately or privately. Joseph loved Mary, but he couldn't marry her. In his own mind, he could not marry her because, obviously, he thought she was unfaithful. Verse 21, or actually verse 20. While he thought on these things, behold, the angel of the Lord appeared to him in a dream, saying, Joseph, you son of David, fear not to take to you Mary your wife, for that which is conceived in her is of the Holy Ghost. In other words, Joseph, don't worry about it. God's in control of this whole situation. Verse 21, and she shall bring forth a son, and you shall call his name Jesus, for he shall save his people from their sins. And that's the purpose of this miracle baby, Joseph. The angel is telling him, Mary, your future wife, is carrying the Savior that God has promised long ago. 22. Now all this was done that it might be fulfilled which was spoken of the Lord by the prophet, saying, behold, a virgin shall be with child, and shall bring forth a son, and they shall call his name Emmanuel, which being interpreted is God with us. And that's Jesus. Jesus is God manifest in the flesh. The Bible says that all the fullness of the Godhead is in Christ in bodily form. Verse 24. Then Joseph, being raised from sleep, did as the angel of the Lord had bidden him, and took to him his wife. So Joseph immediately obeys the word of God, which is probably one reason God chose him to be the stepfather of his son. He was faithful. Faithful to obey the word of God and not to put it off, no matter how difficult it may be, no matter what the consequences may be. And those are the kinds of people that God uses, those who are sold out to him and willing to obey no matter what. Verse 25, and knew her not, and that means Joseph had no sexual intercourse with Mary, till she had brought forth her firstborn son, and he called his name Jesus. So Mary and Joseph are married, and they obey God by calling their baby Jesus, the name that God himself, the Father, chose. Next time, chapter 2.